Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yeah, it's the Eagles and Guilty of the Crime. We're playing that because we're talking crime now with my guest today, John Phelps, who's written a novel, Underbelly of Cambridge. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Nice to have you with us. Underbelly of Cambridge, your novel is called. Is there an Underbelly of Cambridge?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Yes, there most definitely is an underbelly of Cambridge. In point of fact, if you take a walk in the city centre, you can see rough sleepers all over the place. And it's a growing problem. You only have to, as I say, you only have to walk in the city centre to see that the number of rough sleepers has increased. It's probably increased as you know, it's probably increasing as we talk. It's got so bad.
Yes, you were saying that you've been in Cambridge since 1969. Has it got worse since your time here?
Oh yes. I mean, when I first came, there are a few sort of elderly people who looked as if they were. There were, you know, but alcoholics, that kind of thing. But now there are more and more people, and a lot of people are young people now, and certainly far, far more than they used to be.
And homeless people play an important role in your novel. Tell us about your novel. What's it about?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to say that the object of my writing the novel was to entertain. It's about a home. It's about an ex soldier. Who is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and he comes to Cambridge because he hears about the death of his son, a sudden death through a drugs overdose, and he is a bit suspicious about the circumstances. So he comes to Cambridge from Bristol, from whence he came, and he lives in a tent because of his condition. And he wants to know about the death of his son, so he gets in touch with various people, including his estranged wife and her new husband. His first encounter in Cambridge actually is with a young policewoman who he rescues from a thug who she's trying to deal with. So he gets to know her, and she plays a role in the story. During the course of the story, he comes across a ruthless leader of a drugs gang. Various heavies, a crooked police inspector, a dodgy rental landlord,
This is very different to the kind of spires and punting on the cam that you might put in a Cambridge book. Why did you sort of go for this urban, gritty kind of reality?
Because I think that a lot of people perceive Cambridge in the way you've just described. And there's a very different side of Cambridge, which a lot of people aren't aware of, and they should be aware of. As I say, the main object is to entertain, but I felt here was a side of Cambridge which perhaps people might be interested in, and there certainly are dodgy characters. There are a lot of rough sleepers. There are market traders. There are big issue sellers. There are buskers. All people which are somewhat far removed from halls of learning and sort of captains of industry, let's say.
So how did you research the novel? How did you find out about these people and these characters? You're a former journalist, so did you use some of that experience?
Well, yes, inevitably I used a bit of it. As a journalist, I wrote about property quite a lot, so I came into contact with a lot of estate agents. But also, having lived in Cambridge, I've seen a lot of what's happened to homeless. In point of fact, I have done a little bit of voluntary work for homeless, mainly for Winter Comfort. For a time, I used to serve coffee there and talk to people a bit, and I've done a bit of collecting for them. And one evening I served some meals at Jimmy's Night Shelter. I went to Winter Comfort once or twice over Christmas to serve people. That's possibly the time they least need it. I've had a bit of contact with homeless in that respect, although not so much as a lot of people, I might add. There's some volunteers who are really into it. But it has kind of struck a chord with me, and I thought... attention should be paid to that. And let me add also that a lot of homeless people are ex-servicemen, and ex-servicemen themselves have quite often, I believe, come from orphanages. And I say that because they're not, they've had a lifetime of being institutionalized. So when they come out of the army, they don't really know about things like we know, sort of mortgages, gas bills, council tax, dustbin collections, all that sort of thing. They're a bit lost, and it does seem that that while they're probably very well treated in the army or the other armed services, when they come out, they're very ill, it seems they're very ill prepared, and quite a lot of them become homeless.
What is it about homelessness that you say it struck a chord with you? Why? There are lots of charitable causes to follow through that you could have written about. What is it about homelessness?
I think everybody should have a home. I mean, I have always had one, and I'm very thankful for that. Yes, there are other charitable causes. There's certainly very laudable causes to help starving people in other countries. And there are other charities which help people with various diseases. There are animal rights campaigners. What makes me support the homeless in particular? I suppose it's a case of I've got to single out somebody. I think when it comes to charities, it's probably best to focus on one or two, perhaps three, and focus on them and let other people focus on the others. That's my feeling about it anyway.
And have any of the people living on the streets, have they read your book? And if so, what's been the reaction?
Yeah, one or two of them have, and you know, they've said nice things about it.
Is this your first novel?
No, I wrote my first novel was written about 5 years ago, also through Matador, and that was about a crooked estate agent, as a matter of fact, not really closely based on any of the estate agents I dealt with as a property writer. It was rather a manufactured character, but in this case he came to a place and his murky past caught up with him. And also it was rather racy. This new project isn't really racy. The central character does have a brief affair with a woman policeman.
Don't give too much away.
There's a mutual attraction, and that's a small subplot, if you like.
So how true to Cambridge is it? Because you know that when you write a book set in a real place, people will say, do you know what, you can't walk from there to there in 5 minutes. You can't see that house from that seat. Is it true to life based on the real Cambridge?
Well, I've lived in Cambridge for a long time. I've named specific locations, you know, pubs, roads, places like Midsummer Common, the River Cam, people punting on the Cam, and I had early on. I had the central character whose name is Frank Pugsley setting up his camp on Stourbridge Common, and when he wakes up in the morning, he looks out onto the river, I like to think I know Cambridge quite well, so I have taken a bit of care to make sure that you can get from one place to another. I haven't written about places I don't know very well in Cambridge.
And what next for you then, John? Is there another novel brewing?
I've made a start on a whodunit with a newspaper office as its backdrop, and it's about a chartered accountant who comes in to sort out the newspaper's finances, and the newspaper had become very inefficiently run and was losing money. This accountant came in, and he was very, very ruthless, and sacked people left, right and centre, and more. You know, he drove one or two people. He even drove somebody to suicide, and eventually he gets bumped off. and then there's a private detective who has been given the job of trying to find out who did it. The policemen have drawn a line under it, and the private detective has been hired by relatives of the man who was bumped off to try and find out who did it.
I like the way you're looking at often unexplored areas in novels, really, estate agency and accountancy. Sometimes people think they're too boring to write about.
Well, the story isn't about accountancy at all. It's about
But having characters from that world.
Well, he comes from that world, but I don't have him spending very much time poring over his books or looking at the pension scheme to see if the pension scheme can be modified or anything like that. What I do have is him getting rid of people, and also he. One problem the newspaper has is that it's lost advertising from the estate, from all the estate agents in the town, which is a fictitious town, to a small weekly free sheet, and one of his first jobs is getting the advertising back, and he employs unscrupulous means to get the advertising back.
That sounds intriguing. So the current novel is Underbelly of Cambridge. It's published by Matador. Uh-huh. People can get this. Where can they get this? They can get it on the usual websites.
They should be able to get it online. They can also go into bookshops. It does have an EBSN number, thank goodness. So they can go into a shop and order it.
So, Underbelly of Cambridge by John Phelps, PHELPS.
That's great.
Published by Matador. Well, good luck with this novel and with the next one as well. And lovely talking to you, John.
Well, thank you very much. I hope people read it and enjoy it.